libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The family of a man shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is calling for peace in the city. At a news conference, Jacob Blake's mother, Julia Jackson, says she's not only praying for her son to heal.
As I was riding through here, I also have been praying, even before this, for the healing of our country.
The details of what led to Blake's shooting remain unclear as police were responding to a call about a domestic disturbance dispute on Sunday night. Police have said little about what happened. The shooting of Jacob Blake on Sunday in Kenosha, including a physical confrontation with police, was captured on cell phone video and ignited new protests over racial injustice in several cities. Gulf Coast residents are bracing for Laura, particularly in Texas and Louisiana. Ben Reynolds, who's lived in the southwest Louisiana area for over 50 years, says he had a tree fall on his house during one storm.
The thing you worry about with the wind is blowing something into your house or a tree falling on it, because if you get too much rain, the ground gets soft and then the trees lose their stability.
Forecasters say Laura could slam Texas and Louisiana with ferocious winds, heavy flooding, and the power to push seawater miles inland. Meanwhile, firefighters in Northern California are making progress on those devastating wildfires. Mark Brunton, who's with CAL FIRE, says they're making progress on the CZU Lightning Complex wildfire.
The weather's really cooperated with us. We're steadily getting a trickle of resources in. As soon as we're getting those resources, we're putting them to work, putting them into our plan to achieve our strategy and tactics for this incident.
That fire has destroyed some 1,300 homes. And it's day two of the Republican National Convention tonight, the keynote speaker being First Lady Melania Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 60 points, the NASDAQ rose 86. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In these challenging times, what is really happening? Is there a force behind it all? If you believe in the freedoms that founded America, if you're looking for answers, go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com. And download the free book, A Fresh Wind. Is God using this pandemic to bring us back to our roots? Go to ProfitToAmerica.com. That's ProfitToAmerica.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The Kremlin has brought...
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
It's 404. This is a KMZQ News Flash. It's powered by Mr. Law. I'm Jim Dallas. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 66,010. The statewide death toll is now 1,200. Facing felony charges linked to the misuse of airline gift cards, the former head of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority accepts a plea deal. Rossi Rallencotter has pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of violation by a public officer and paid a $1,000 fine. He faced two felony charges for reportedly using $17,000 in Southwest Airline gift cards bought by the agency for his personal use. Well, no surprise, due to the COVID-19 outbreak, Barry Manilow has moved all of his 2020 dates at the Westgate to 2021. He plans to return to stage by the beginning of February of next year. He's done some 500 shows since he began singing at the Westgate in 2018. And the Vegas Golden Knights manhandled Vancouver in Game 1 of their Western Conference semifinals, blanking the Canucks 5-0. Game 2 in the best-of-seven series is tonight, and you can catch all the action. That is on the NBC Sports Network.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And some of the heaviest volumes right now as we take a look at the traffic cams there on Interstate 15 North at Tropicana. You're slow back to Sunset there. Also some slow flows on the Beltway, 215 West at St. Rose and 215 Eastbound at Gillespie.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two! For a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you on AM 670 KMZQ. How many of you got to see night number one of the Republican National Convention? I watched it front to back, and I got to tell you, I was blown away. It was just incredible. And when you compare and contrast the Demo-rats and their gloom and doom convention to what we have here. And again, they're getting ready to start tonight for night number two. I was blown away by it. There was just no comparison. It was absolutely incredible. I want you to hear real quick. This was the night one open, and again, a lot of it is visual, but the audio of it is just incredible, and it sets up what was an amazing, amazing night. This is number two, by the way, cut two. The night one open. Here it is.
A country where we are judged by our character with dignity and respect for all. Belief that all are created equal, that lives matter irrespective of race, creed, or color. Committed to excelling beyond our dreams, limited only by our imaginations, where rugged individualism and American exceptionalism inspire the best in each of us.
Liftoff.
And when we see injustice to one, we act to fix it for all. This is our story. We journey together. We stand in the breach to preserve a way of life that, while imperfect, has brought prosperity, honor, and dignity to generations past and will for generations to come. 4 years ago, we faced an historic crossroad. Career politicians promising change every election, but delivering emptiness. We chose a different path. A man who is not a politician. A man who cares. A man who loves America and all Americans. A man who works tirelessly for you. Even tonight during this nomination. The results? Jobs were created, embracing the undeniable greatness of diversity. Prosperity, safe communities, protecting and serving, caring for one another. Still, politicians spun their deceptions and obstructed progress, fanning the flames of lawlessness. We all know that it is easy to criticize. It takes a true leader to solve problems. COVID-19, while others criticized without solutions, President Trump's swift action saved lives. And as leading Democrats want to keep businesses closed down, our president is leading the way for a full economic recovery. We are America. Despite unpredictable events, we as Americans work together to overcome challenges, write our own stories. The legends for our posterity. America, land of promise, land of opportunity, land of heroes, land of greatness. Join us over the next four nights as we write the next chapter of our journey and share our vision as the greatest country with the greatest citizens that attain the greatest achievements.
It gives me goosebumps. Oh, it gives me goosebumps even... Yeah, goosebumps just listening to that. That was, and if you get a chance, see if you can Google it, because it's really a powerful, what is it, 2 minutes and 56 seconds. But it's just incredible, incredible stuff. And I imagine that we're going to get more of that. And just the tone is so incredibly different. The tone... throughout the entire broadcast was just amazing. We expect more surprises tonight. We had the president, not once but twice. And of course, earlier in the day, he spoke in Charlotte. This was amazing. And the president was nothing short of sensational. He knows how to do this. And meanwhile, today, I was watching one of the cable news channels, and there it's like gloom and doom, and then today, no public events on Vice President Biden's schedule, none, zero, nada, nothing. That just dumbfounds me. I don't know who's advising the former vice president, but they've got it all wrong. This is a president who, what, last week was in four, maybe five cities in 3 days, multiple speeches, multiple days, those hangar rallies. I thought the president just showed that he is just more energized and more entertaining, and with a more positive message. I mean, I really believe that's what this may come down to. Who do you want to be our commander-in-chief? Who do you want to be the guy that's in charge? Sleepy Joe Biden or a super-energized Donald J. Trump? And all last night was, I'm going to tell you, if you break last night down, and by the way, one of the things I'm going to pontificate for just a couple of minutes, but then I want to hear from you at 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm going to find out, A, if you were watching last night, and I know they had a lot of watch parties around town. I want to find out if you had a chance to actually watch, if you had a chance to watch with friends or with organized events. Tell me what that was like. I watched by myself, and I must tell you, it was scintillating. It was just the open, as I say, gave me goosebumps just listening to it now, same way last night. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. But I want you to hear to the, one of the speakers, one of the endorsers, if you will, of the president. And I found this endorsement incredibly powerful. It is Jim Jordan. Now, you've heard him. He's a member of the House Judiciary Committee. He's the one that never wears a suit coat. He wears just a shirt and a tie, the sleeves rolled up. And listen to Jim Jordan. This is cut number 3, the congressman from Ohio. Here it is.
Good evening. I'm Congressman Jim Jordan, representing the 4th District of Ohio. The Republican Party is the pro-America party. President Trump is the pro-America candidate. This election is about who can preserve the values, principles, and institutions that make America great. Don't believe me? Look at what's happening in American cities. Cities all run by Democrats. Crime, violence, and mob rule. Democrats refuse to denounce the mob, and their response to the chaos? Defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military. And while they're doing all this, they're also trying to take away your guns. Look at the positions they've taken in the past few months. Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest. Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot. And Democrats won't let you go to school, but they'll let you go loot. President Trump has fought against each of their crazy ideas. He's taken on the swamp, all of the swamp, the Democrats, the press, and the never-Trumpers. And when you take on the swamp fights back. They tried the Russia hoax, the Mueller investigation, and the fake impeachment. But in spite of this unbelievable opposition, this president has done what he said he would do. Taxes cut, regulations reduced, economy growing, lowest unemployment in 50 years, out of the Iran deal, embassy in Jerusalem, hostages home from North Korea, a new USMCA agreement, and of course he's building the wall and rebuilding our economy as we speak. I love the president's intensity and his willingness to fight every day in Washington for our families. But what I also appreciate about the president is something most Americans never get to see, how much he truly cares about people. Our family has seen it. 2 years ago, our nephew Eli was killed in a car accident. He lived a mile up the road from us, grew up wrestling and training with our boys, was a high school state champion, varsity athlete for the University of Wisconsin. It's a Saturday morning, 3 days after the accident. I walked to the car to head up to Eli's parents' home when the president called. We talked about a few issues, and then he asked how the family was doing. I said, they're doing okay, Mr. President, but it's tough. The president said, yeah, losing a loved one is always difficult, and it's really tough when they're so young. I then said, Mr. President, I'm actually walking into their house right now. Obviously, they don't know that I'm talking to you, but if you'd be willing to say hello to Eli's dad, you'd make a terrible day a little less terrible. What's his name? The president asked. I walked through the door and said, Todd, the president wants to talk to you. For the next 5 minutes, family and friends sat in complete silence as the president of the United States took time to talk to a dad who was hurting. That's the president I've gotten to know the last 4 years. The president who shared private moments like this with soldiers, victims of violent crime, and people who've had businesses destroyed by the mob. That's the individual who's made America great again, and who knows America's best days are still in front of us. And that's why I'm busting my tail to help him get reelected. I'm asking you to do the same. Thank you, and God bless our country.
That's an incredible endorsement from Jim Jordan. Now, that's amazing. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to get to your phone calls on the other side. Is that fair? And if you watched last night, if you had a chance to see what so many of us saw last night, it was amazing. By the way, they're going to begin 5:30 with the convention tonight. So 5:30 Pacific time, they will begin the Republican National Convention. We will go to your calls here in just a couple of minutes. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, make sure you tell Gentleman Jim Dallas that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear, and then I'll blab it to everybody. I'll let everybody know. But we'll give you a little more love. We might even move you up in line. Again, that phone number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, one of the most powerful moments was last night. Patty and Mark McCloskey. They are the St. Louis couple that you've heard on this show and others talking about their meeting the mob, but meeting the mob with an automatic weapon or a semi-automatic weapon, excuse me. With a little firepower, trying to protect one's castle. And Mark and Patty McCloskey did an endorsement. And really, as powerful as you can get, let's go to cut 5. I think we have time to get to this. And by the way, don't forget, Michael McDonald will join us. He is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He's going to join us from our nation's capital coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Patty and Mark McCloskey, the St. Louis couple endorsing Trump last night on night number one.
Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were. They've actually charged us with felonies for daring to defend our home. On top of that, consider this. The Marxist liberal activist leading the mob to our neighborhood stood outside our home with a bullhorn screaming, "You can't stop the revolution." Just weeks later, that same Marxist activist won the Democrat nomination to hold a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. In the city of St. Louis, that's the same as winning the general election. That Marxist revolutionary is now going to be the congresswoman from the 1st District of Missouri. These radicals are not content with marching in the streets. They want to walk the halls of Congress. They want to take over. They want power. This is Joe Biden's party. These are the people who will be in charge of your future and the future of your children.
They're not satisfied with spreading the chaos and violence into our communities. They want to abolish the suburbs altogether by ending single-family home zoning. This forced rezoning would bring crime, lawlessness, and low-quality apartments into now-thriving suburban neighborhoods. President Trump smartly ended this government overreach, but Joe Biden wants to bring it back. These are the policies that are coming to a neighborhood near you. So make no mistake, no matter where you live, your family will not be safe in the radical Democrats' America.
At this moment in history, if you stand up for yourself and for the values our country was founded on, the mob, spurred on by their allies in the media, will try to destroy you. You've seen us on your TV screens and Twitter feeds. You know that we're not the kind of people who back down. Thankfully, neither is Donald Trump. President Trump will defend the God-given right of every American to protect their homes and their families. But more than that, Trump's vision for America is a country where you have an opportunity to work hard and build the life you dream of with a job you love, with your children being educated in great schools, in a community where your family can play in the backyard without fear, worship in a church without shame, and express your beliefs without retribution. Trump brought us the greatest economy our country had ever seen. The Democrats have brought us nothing but destruction.
When we don't have basic safety and security in our communities, we'll never be free to build a brighter future for ourselves, for our children, or for our country. That's what's at stake in this election, and that's why we must reelect Donald Trump.
I absolutely love that. Mark and Patty McCloskey from my old stomping ground in St. Louis, Missouri, the place of my birth, believe it or not. That's great stuff. Tell me what to do. Let's see if we can squeeze in Pete. Pete, you're up, and you're on AM 670 KMZQ. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Hi.
Hey, great to talk to you, Kevin. I'm a media geek. I'm always going through YouTube and looking at how the three major networks are covering the various stories. Now, ABC, CBS, and NBC, they reach about 80% of eyes and ears in this country, those three networks alone. So, and this is where I get really frustrated. Do you know that CBS actually covered the McCloskeys, the St. Louis couple defending their homes, against, they actually said they brandished weapons against peaceful protesters. They broke down their gate and they were threatening to burn their house down. They were not peaceful. They actually outright lied. Usually they just tell half-truths, but CBS actually lied this morning, and you can look it up, and called them peaceful protesters when it's this ironclad evidence that they broke down their gate and they were shouting that they were going to burn their house down. Outrageous.
Wow. Wow.
Now, I looked at ABC. ABC played the usual subliminal game where they said, as protesters marched, you know, but without saying, which is true, they brandished their weapons as protesters were marching. Now, they left out the fact that they broke down their gate and they threatened them. But CBS actually lied. They went further than that. They actually lied, CBS.
Well, and remember, this is the same group that back in either June or July, they literally tried to burn down an entire neighborhood. Nobody, to this point, as they said in the video last night, nobody has been arrested for that.
It's awful. But listen, thugs will be thugs. But when you have a major media organization covering for thugs, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in trouble. That's what's worrying me.
Well, and there's nobody out there short of Fox News and people like you that are savvy with social media, where you can actually look for that stuff. Nobody will hold them accountable.
Here's the problem. You have to actually go underground to find the truth. It's despicable. You should get the truth on those three major networks, and they are covering for criminals. They're literally lying for criminals.
Well, but you've also got...